Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Online mobile sports betting is just months away from debuting in the first state, following the Delaware Lottery's deal with its new online gaming provider, Rush Street Interactive. Delaware was the first state to allow full sports betting after the Supreme Court ruled in 2018 that states could legalize the practice. But until now, it has done little to change or expand its operation over the years, while others, including neighboring New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Maryland, have passed it by. This week, I spoke with Delaware Lottery Director Helene Keeley about the state's new online gaming deal and what it means for sports betting and other online gambling in the first state. So in June, there was a decision to pause implementing online sports betting while a legislative working group looked at how best to approach it. Why did the Delaware Lottery decide to move ahead with it as the state's new iGaming contract was signed instead of waiting on it?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, there has been public demand for a mobile sports option here in Delaware for quite some time. And with, you know, we could have gone with it, you know, even a couple of years ago, but we did not, because our constitutional requirement says that we need to basically, in a nutshell, make as much money for the state as possible. And our parlay cards have been extremely profitable, and they still are. Don't get me wrong. They are very popular. Our customers love them. But with Maryland coming online last November with their mobile sports option, we have seen a decline in our sports sales. It's interesting, though, because the hold still remains strong, which means that we're still making money off the parlay cards. But what we do know is that our clients out there, our customers, are ready for a mobile option.
And so online mobile sports betting would be part of this new contract with Rush Street Interactive, which replaces 888 Gaming as the state's choice to handle all online gambling in the state. Those were the only companies to bid. Why did you wind up ultimately selecting RSI?
Well, a couple things. And in our press release that we had regarding RSI, you know, we did talk, or, you know, we talked about how innovative they are. And one of the other main reasons that we like RSI, they have a really big focus on responsible gaming. And that's something that I know as a director and as a former legislator who worked hand in hand with the Council on Problem Gaming, you know, that to me spoke volumes. Now, granted, I did not make the final decision. We had a panel that was made up of, you know, people from the lottery as well as state officials. And they gave me a recommendation. And within that recommendation, it talked about the, you know, about the problem gaming, about the game content that Rush Street has. And we're very excited to have them on board with us.
What kind of background does Rush Street have with sports betting, and how will that piece of it work here in Delaware?
So Rush Street, they're partnering with a company called Kambi, which is actually out of Philadelphia. And if you're familiar with Rush Street at all, they are behind the Bet Rivers brand, which is Sugar House, Bet Rivers up in Pennsylvania. They operate in New Jersey, Maryland, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. So the tri-state area, they actually operate in. Now, when it came to the content for the iGaming, again, the amount of different types of games that they are going to make available to us, that library was extremely much larger than what we currently have.
And looking at sports betting, some of the concerns raised by lawmakers and others is that Delaware's approach to sports betting, running it through the state lottery, connecting it to three racetrack casinos, it was effectively, I guess, keeping out options commonly seen elsewhere, you know, the apps that people are familiar with, FanDuel, DraftKings, things like that, that they argue is how younger people are tending to engage in sports betting. Is there a way to fold those options in down the road? And what kind of factors would need to be considered to add on to what you're doing with Rush Street?
Well, they would have to change the way that we currently do business. And everything from 1996, probably 1994, moving forward, any type of gaming was based upon it running through the lottery. Mm-hmm. And that was set up in a structure where to a certain extent, I hate to use the word tether, but all gaming was tied to the three casinos. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to you know, the Redevelopment Act, the Horsemen's Redevelopment Act, right. And that's where it's all tied to. So if the legislature wants to come in and they want us to do something different and the bill passes and the governor signs it, that's our job. That's our responsibility to do that. But right now we're working on the under the confines of what we're authorized to do at the current moment.
You also mentioned earlier the parlay cards. And the relative success that they've had over the years. Is there a concern on your part that adding more mobile apps like FanDuel, DraftKings would effectively kill the parlay cards that are offered in bars, convenience stores, liquor stores, and like, particularly the bars? I mean, if you've got an app, you're probably likely just to do the betting on your app on your phone sitting there at a bar rather than, you know, going and filling out a parlay card.
You know, obviously we always have a concern because the retailers are our partner. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we appreciate them very much. And that's one of the conversations during when the panel was speaking with the folks who wanted to have this line of business with the lottery, was important to let them know that, you know, we're a family here in Delaware. And, I know some people don't like those words, the Delaware way, but there is a certain respect for the Delaware way. And I say that because the retailers are our partners, the horsemen are our partners, and the casinos are our partners. And, you know, when you join our family, you know, we expect you to make sure, we expect you to respect those other partners, those other family members. And so I say that because, you know, when we made the final decision and I spoke to Rush to let them know that they were being awarded the contract, I made it very clear to them that, you know, these guys are our partners. And I think there's room for all of us. You have people who like to go into the store. They talk to, you know, the owner of the store or the clerk, and they become friends with them. And they're still going to do it every Sunday or every Thursday or whatever it might be. And, you know, I think it's more of a generational thing, mm-hmm. honestly. And again, I don't see any reason why somebody wouldn't go in and do their regular parlay. And then, you know, their buddies come over and they start to do some in-game bets on the mobile app. So again, it is a delicate line that we're weaving here. But as long as all the family members know that we're family, I don't see any reason why all of us can't be successful.
You talked a little bit earlier about some of the other offerings from Rush Street, and obviously this contract is for all of that, not just the sports betting piece. Tell us a little bit more about what Rush Street is bringing in terms of other options of iGaming in general. Is there going to be a noticeable difference, those who are already engaging in it? It does sound like there might be some changes in how online poker appears to people.
Right. Regarding online poker, it will be different. Poker, for a period of time, for current customers, will go away. But it's only going to be for a period of time, because one of the things that is we're hearing feedback from customers, and also in talking with my colleagues across the country, it's a live dealer. Pennsylvania has live dealer. New Jersey has live dealer. West Virginia has live dealer. And while I know right now Maryland does not have iGaming, I believe in the next couple of years they will. And I can guarantee you that a live dealer will probably be part of the portfolio as well.
So beyond the poker piece, but what's the timetable for rolling out Rush Street's offering, specifically sports betting? Is there any hope that we would see sports betting online for this football season?
Yes, our goal is early winter. And I have to remind people that winter doesn't start until December 22nd. but we are looking at early winter, and we meet with Rush Street weekly, sometimes several times a week. And if everything continues to progress at the rate we're going, we believe that we will be on target for that goal of early winter.
And that would be for sports betting and for the other, as you called it,
everything.
Cafeteria.
Yes, okay. For all of it. Yep. Not necessarily the live dealer. That
right,
will
yes,
come
right.
probably springtime.
I do want to finish by looking a little bit further down the road, because you talked a little bit about kind of the framework of gambling in Delaware based on the legislation from the 1990s. You know, I recall covering it when sports betting first rolled out. There was a fairly strong push at that point to try to add new casinos to Delaware, specifically in around Wilmington, something closer to the beaches. Do you ever envision that being revisited down the road as gambling becomes more prevalent nationwide?
You know, I don't know. I really don't know. And I'm glad I'm not in the legislature anymore to have to make that decision. I remember those three enough signs up and down the state. You know, with the amount of casinos that have happened or have opened since that push back in 2008, 2009, I don't know from an investor's point of view whether it's even worth it anymore or not. I don't know.
Thanks to Delaware Lottery Director Helene Keeley for her time on The Green this week. And stay with us. The Green continues in a moment with a look at a University of Delaware partnership aimed at increasing childhood literacy for Ukrainian children. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.